1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. It could be a disaster for the U.S. military. A tilt-rotor Osprey aircraft has crashed into the Sea of Japan off that country's southwest coast.
The incident occurred at approximately 2:47 p.m. local time near the island of Yushima, about a mile from the airport. Eyewitness reports indicate that the aircraft's left engine was on fire as it descended. There were eight people aboard the Osprey, which is believed to be from Yokota Air Base near Tokyo, en route to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa.
ABC's Anthony Trotter in Tokyo. Officials say one person and debris has been found at the crash site. Today is the last day of the extended humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas released another 12 hostages Tuesday, no Americans in the group. How are you feeling about the economy? After declining for three straight months, American consumer confidence ticked up in November as holiday gift procurement season kicks into high gear. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks beat the Heat in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks played fast and kept pace with the Heat and pulled away down the stretch, 131-124. Chris Middleton took over in the final period and put up 17 points, clinching the win, including two key shots down the stretch. Milwaukee now 12-5, headed to the in-season tournament in Las Vegas in early December. NFL, it's the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talked about facing the Chiefs' veteran defense.
Ultimately, they have to go out there and execute, and that's what our guys have been doing. But we also know you're only as good as your last game, and we got one of the best defenses in the league coming in here on Sunday Night Football, so it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Haven't gone. A couple years ago, we went against the Chiefs at their place, and I mean, they really shut us down. They do a really good job, apply a lot of pressure. They are a very physical unit.
It's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 40. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 21 tonight, high of 34 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 22.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
70 AM, The Zone. Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Holy crow, did you see it was so windy in the nation's capital yesterday that it actually toppled the nation's Christmas tree? It is a Wednesday morning. Fortunately, in Wisconsin, not nearly that windy. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke, bringing a whole different kind of wind to you for a Wednesday. The good news about today's weather forecast, it's warming up around the Midwest. We'll see sunshine, 41 degrees today, and just a little bit of a breeze out of the west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 42. Friday, clouds roll back in, 37. Saturday, cloudy, 39. Sunday, a chance of a rain-snow mixture and 39 degrees. More weather details on the way. It was weather that everyone could handle to join us at the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's Dairy Insights Summit. Comments coming up in just a moment from one of the leaders of Dairy Farmers of America about the recent court injunction in Canada stopping the flow of dairy products from the United States. Also up this morning, we're recapping the 2023 Wisconsin gun deer season. Numbers a little disappointing this year, but they believe it might be because of the successful hunt last year. Stephanie Hoff has got an update. And today, talking with our friends from the Steffes Auction Group, we are going to focus in on a farm family just outside of Madison, quite literally. They're letting their equipment go this week. We're going to hear a little bit more about the family behind that equipment and why they're working with Steffes. Stick around.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Dairy cooperatives and processors across the United States are calling foul after a dispute settlement in Canada that is allowing them to limit export opportunities for America's dairy producers. I'm PM Yankee from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, where that was a big topic of conversation during this week's Dairy Insights Summit, hosted by Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. One of their keynote speakers was Martin Bates. He is the president of Global Relations and Marketing for Dairy Farmers of America. He said disruptions like this are not something that most businesses plan for. He said, unfortunately, in the dairy industry, investments that have been made in relationships driving business in Canada are now valueless. That's just one of the topics we discussed.
First and foremost, if you think about what the core role of DFA is and our mission, it's really making sure we collect that milk every day and pay the best price possible. And with that focus, if you look at where our milk is sold and marketed, around a third is sold as raw milk to other downstream processes and brands and facilities. A third's with our partnerships that we may have with deep leaning partnerships. Some of those are joint ventures where we might have some co-investment in facilities. And then we own this network of 84 factories spread out the United throughout the United States. So first and foremost, our home market is our priority. The United States, it's one of the best markets, and it's something that we're blessed to be able to service and take our farmers' milk every day and service the domestic market. But as we've seen, as milk continues to grow in the United States, that international market has become more and more important. When I started in the US dairy over 20 years ago, less than 1% was going to the international market. And now it's upwards of 17-18%. And that trend will continue. So if you think about of all the new milk that's coming year on year, the American dairy farmer are fantastically efficient. And they can continue to grow milk, at around 1 to 1.5-2% year. We've got a little bit of a dip at the moment, but that growth will come back. And every year, at least half the new incremental milk will be having to go to the international markets. And that is so critically important, because if you think around the flat to declining milk in traditional suppliers of dairy to the world markets in Europe. And at this conference today, we've got someone from Arla. And where are they looking at investing? Is in America. It's one of their key growth markets. They're bringing their brands and some of their technology to the US because they see the milk growth happening in the United States. If you look at the New Zealand cooperative Fonterra, where a representative is here today, James, you know, they're concerned because their milk is relatively flat and declining. And then if you look at the big picture and how great dairy is and the responsibility nearly of the United States filling that gap onto the world market for the next 10, 20, 30 years, it's going to happen here in the United States. It's going to happen here in states like Wisconsin, where you've got a massive dairy industry. You've got farmers that hopefully can continue to grow. And that milk, at least half of it's going to go into those stomachs of the people that need it in some of these markets.
Martin, you help work all of those conversations. I've got to ask you at the outset, you have a business plan, you get your agreement with everybody, and then all of a sudden, something like a court ruling, say between the one recently between the United States and Canada, comes into play. How does that change your world?
Yeah, it's very disruptive, you know, and any sort of interaction of a government or things into a market, it creates a whiplash effect. You know, in a practical term, we go out, you know, we were owned by family farmers in America. We go out and work with customers. We go and develop markets. We go and visit them, we develop products for them, and then we go and commercialize them, and we'll be taking a product, particularly a protein product, into a market. And then with like a court ruling like what's recently happened in Canada, product and that development that we've done into that market suddenly is disrupted because the price of the protein in this case, which is the structure that's created the surplus in Canada, it just really disrupts that sale. So the valorization, the amount of value that we were looking at getting out of that is reduced, and you know that's not good for when you bring it all the way back to the price of milk. That pushes the price down ultimately in our US context.
Now, one thing that was brought up during the conference, though, is how Arla, Dairy Farmers of America, as well as Fonterra, three founding members of a global committee that tries to, I don't want to say play nice, but at least find common ground outside of that kind of policy arena.
Yeah, very different. Global Dairy Platform is a structure that's around technologies or opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at some of the projects they do around sustainability, is it's really collaborating around what are some of the technologies that we can bring to. Particularly on farm, that's going to help solve some of the challenges we have around greenhouse gases and the commitments DFA have made, but also Global Dairy have made around the reductions. So something like that makes a lot of sense to share and be very open around some of those, because you know we've got a common, you know, dairy farmers have got a common global need to step through that process. With the commitments made. The other area, which is personally close to my heart, is, you know, around just seeing the greatness of, you know, what is a superfood dairy and what it can do and impact on particularly young children's lives in countries where 30% of the world still doesn't have enough basic nutrition. So, you know, where we can... allow the science, and we are able to take the science and the absolute proof of the greatness of dairy, and be able to share that with in certain markets, or be able to take that information and be able to use it. Okay, and really show certain countries and certain mm-hmm. populations the greatness of dairy. I think that's those are the types of things that Global Dairy Platform look at.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, Martin, because you mentioned the superfood going into malnourished areas and changing lives, literally. That's not to say that that sustainability message doesn't still matter in those markets. They may have different priorities as far as how they purchase things or things like that. But that sustainability message still comes back to our individual dairy farms. I want them to realize how serious it is that they stay engaged in this process if they want to continue to have a partnership, a milk marketing opportunity with Dairy Farmers of America.
I think it's all linked in a lot of ways. At the end of the day, sustainability—it's got different perspectives on it. I mean, you could argue that the sustainability challenges that when we go thinking about greenhouse gas emission and methane, and 70% is basically on farm, relatively. Mm-hmm. There's downstream, freight and other parts that we need to get at as well. But I think it all comes back to making sure that, for us to be effective for what we do in terms of representing and being owned by family farms in America, we've got to make it practical. The dairy farmer can't be burdened. We've got to, with the costs, or there has to be a way of ensuring that there's value back to that farm. They've got to run a business in that sense. So we're always really trying to bring it back and make sure that whatever technologies deploy, whatever are some of the solutions as we step through this to the commitments, we're always being very, very clear about what value it can bring back to the farm and, the impacts it will have on the farm. And if you think about DFA and just how diverse our farmer base is, from very small family farms, Amish communities, right through to some a lot larger farms in some of the states. One size isn't going to fit everyone. So we've got to be very thoughtful of not just being broad brush around this. We've got to be quite dialed in and use a whole array of different technology and a whole array of different solutions, and always put the farmer at the center of those decisions that we're making.
Martin Bates, he's the president of Global Relations and Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, a keynote speaker during this week's Dairy Insight Summit, hosted by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. When it comes to the rule of sustainability and the partners that Dairy Farmers of America is working with, Bates said he wants science to be driving any decisions made as far as sustainability that can be applicable to the smallest farm they deal with all the way up to the largest. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Off, and you won't find granules in your gutters.
It's one and done.
It is the last roof you'll ever need.
I'm Mike.
And Mary Sweeta. Enjoy the long-lasting architectural strength and beauty of a Sweeta metal roof.
SWITA metalroofing.com.
Sweeta metal roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
It looks like it's going to be a much better day today across the state of Wisconsin as far as the weather is concerned. Warming up. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us on a Compure Financial Ag Weather Wednesday. I was mentioning at the outset, holy peapod, it must have been windy out in Washington, D.C. The national Christmas tree fell over Tuesday afternoon, scared the living daylights out of federal park workers, threw all kinds of a changeup in the tree lighting. I didn't know it was that windy out that way.
Well, they had some of those gusts, I suppose, that we saw, but didn't they tie it up? I mean, we have two cats in the house. That tree has to be tied up.
Well, I'm going to look more at how big the rascal is. The bottom line is that was their weather. We had wind not nearly that strong, and I'm hoping it's in the rearview mirror today.
It should be. I mean, that wind isn't going to be as big of a deal, and it's taken a bit of a change for us. More of a westerly breeze going to be in store for today, and that should help to bring our temperatures up somewhat. There's something we've all been looking for. We've had a little cool spell. It would be great now to see a little more mild air come flooding in, and that ought to be the case. There's a warm front still pulling through Wisconsin as it pulls through today. West and southwest winds start to bring that more mild air in. So although there's nothing on the radar, and I don't expect there to be, we ought to be in for an all right day. Those temperatures, in fact, a little on the above normal side. Upper 30s normal. I'd expect a lot of 38, 39, and in the west, low 40s to be seen today. Maybe a degree or two cooler tomorrow. A weak cool front starts to slip through and will position itself just off the southeast corner of Wisconsin. So by late in the week, a small chance of a little rain could creep up into our southeast Wisconsin, and maybe a little rain or some snowflakes a little later Saturday or on towards Saturday night for almost all the rest of the area. I'll have forecast details right after this.
The holiday spirit is in full swing at Bavaria Sausage. Hello again, everybody. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke here for Bavaria Sausage, located online for your shopping convenience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, BavariaSausage.com, or better yet, get in the holiday spirit and swing by their retail location, open Monday through Fridays, 9 until 5 on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. You will not run out of holiday spirit there. With more than 1,500 items available for sale online, there's an answer for everyone's gift question. And speaking of gifts, nothing more authentic and welcome than the gift boxes, custom made by Bavaria Sausage. And do be sure to check back often because they're adding items all the time. Get your order in now for the big bird at the center of the table, those hams, or what about beef roast for your holiday celebration? They'll take care of it all. Again, Bavaria Sausage, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online, BavariaSausage.com. All right, buddy, whip it on me, and then I'll tell you more about the national Christmas tree tumble.
All right, well, the Compure Financial Ag Weather Forecast, a sunny day today, very upper 30s in the west and south, even some low 40s may develop with west winds about 5 to 10. Overnight, partly cloudy, still in the mid or call it upper 20s, 26, 27. Southwest winds about 5 to 15. Mostly sunny on Thursday. Hey, not a bad day at all. Upper 30s with the southwest winds 5 to 15. They become northwest late in the day. That's where that cool front edge is in. Partly sunny Friday and upper 30s again with the northeast winds at 5 to 15. That little chance of rain or some snowflakes late Friday night in the south, Pam. And maybe a little mix of rain or snow almost anywhere a bit later Saturday into Saturday night.
But we'll worry about that in just a moment. Here, let's get the cutting edge news this morning. So it was a 40-foot Norway spruce that took a tumble yesterday on the national parkway. That's the national tree that they are supposed to light and have the big ceremony around on Thursday. National Park Service said that they used a crane to write the spruce before the end of the day on Tuesday. So yesterday afternoon, they said that some of the lights were even still on. It's still kind of a depressing sight, but they got it back up. And to your point about cats and trees, apparently a cable snapped. That's the big reason why the tree tumbled. So cable's right back in place. Yes. 40-foot tree, you better be doing something to help it out.
You think you got to support that somehow.
It came from West Virginia. There we go. Now you've got all the details you never needed about the nation's tree, okay?
I feel so much more enlightened.
Oh, yeah. All right. See you tomorrow. Thanks.
Yep. See ya.
Stumach, our ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner. Committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. It could be a disaster for the U.S. military. A tilt-rotor Osprey aircraft has crashed into the Sea of Japan off that country's southwest coast.
The incident occurred at approximately 2:47 p.m. local time near the island of Yushima, about a mile from the airport. Eyewitness reports indicate that the aircraft's left engine was on fire as it descended. There were eight people aboard the Osprey, which is believed to be from Yokota Air Base near Tokyo, en route to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa.
ABC's Anthony Trotter in Tokyo. Officials say one person and debris has been found at the crash site. Today is the last day of the extended humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas released another 12 hostages Tuesday, no Americans in the group. How are you feeling about the economy? After declining for three straight months, American consumer confidence ticked up in November as holiday gift procurement season kicks into high gear. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the five-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks beat the Heat in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks played fast and kept pace with the Heat and pulled away down the stretch, 131 to 124. Chris Middleton took over in the final period and put up 17 points, clinching the win, including two key shots down the stretch. Milwaukee now 12-5, headed to the in-season tournament in Las Vegas in early December. NFL, it's the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talked about facing the Chiefs' veteran defense.
Ultimately, they have to go out there and execute, and that's what our guys have been doing. But we also know you're only as good as your last game, and we got one of the best defenses in the league coming in here on Sunday Night Football, so it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Haven't gone. A couple years ago, we went against the Chiefs at their place, and I mean, they really shut us down. They do a really good job, apply a lot of pressure. They are a very physical unit.
It's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with highs around 40. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 21 tonight. High of 34 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 21.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app while I'm gone. Can't wait to be back to share mommy stories and get back to breaking down the never boring Wisconsin news cycle.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Players, taking the blame and then going on to throw them under the bus.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say.
Sunshine on the way for our Wednesday. 41 our expected high with just a little bit of a breeze. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 42. Cooling down on Friday, clouds in 37. Saturday, clouds in 39. Precipitation in the forecast on Sunday, 39 degrees. I'm Pam Yonke. Glad you're along with us. Today is the 29th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1972, Atari released Pong, the video arcade game. Pong was a one- or two-player video game similar to tennis. That's as exciting as it got. Back in the day, 1972, Atari released Pong. And on this day, back in 1981, actress Natalie Wood dies in a boating accident that still has never been resolved. And now you know. Well, you know, today normally we'd be visiting with Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group, S-T-E-F-F-E-S Group. .com, our friends in the auctioneering business. Today, we're going to put a little bit of a spin on our conversation with the Steffes Group and talk to two farmers just literally outside of Madison that are conducting an online auction with the Steffes Group this week, dispersing their equipment sale. Randy and Laverne Tice literally run hundreds of acres around the urban circle that is Madison, and they've been doing it their entire careers. I got a chance to visit with the boys in their machine shed, talk a little bit about the equipment that they're parting with, and give you a little behind-the-scenes look at the equipment you can bid on now at the SteffesGroup.com website. Laverne starts us off explaining a little bit on their philosophy when it comes to that farm equipment.
We like the big equipment, so the less acres we work, still kept the big equipment. That's why there's more hours on anything.
Yeah, right. And you've got a pretty wide selection. Tell me about the pieces that you like most, Laverne.
Well, I like the combine. I drive it for corn. Randy drives it for soybeans. The 305 tractor is probably my favorite tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I don't know. Everything has been so good on the machinery. We had some, well, I shouldn't say that, but John Deere equipment that didn't turn us on in the most. But so that's why we're pretty well all international.
Sure.
And
you replace your stuff pretty quick, though. So like you said, low hours, always looking for, I don't want to say the latest, but you pay attention to upgrades.
Yeah. Now, in the last few years with the self-driving and that's over my head on things. In fact, now if something goes wrong with something with the computer and the tractor, I call Randy or Scott, and they punch the buttons to make it work again.
Right, but, right.
Yeah, I'm too old for the way things are going now. No question about it.
Well, and we said you guys have been doing this for a while. Now tell me how the equipment has changed, Randy, as you've gotten more and more into the farming side of things.
Well, on our sale bill,
well, there's that 1855 Oliver, and that's the tractor I started with. Mm-hmm. And he goes back further yet, but that's, and then it's just, you know, that was like an 80 horse tractor, but that was a big tractor. Mm-hmm. And then, and probably when I was in high school, senior year, we would probably got our first tractor with a cab on it. Mm-hmm. And that was a big step. And then it just kind of grew, and we could rent some land. Right. A lot of the land around us here was owned by investors, and we could rent the land.
Yep.
Decent price.
Right.
Speculators, right, or whatever you want to call them.
Sure.
But,
right,
but we had a lot of nice people we did business with, right, over the years.
Was there ever, are there pieces you held back? I'm just curious.
As far as tractors?
Equipment in general.
Yeah, we do have the one Oliver tractor. It's a 60, little smaller one, but that we held over. And,
sure.
And this loader here.
That's utility, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that when I was a junior in high school, and we still have it.
Now, but that tells me, now, were you the maintenance guy? Was Scott the maintenance guy? Who is generally, there's always usually a gearhead that likes to take care of that stuff.
Yeah, I'd say probably Laverne was a little better at finding a problem, fixing it, than it was a community deal. But
you said you've already gotten phone calls on some of this. Is this surprising? I mean, people generally only go through an auction once in their life, so I'm guessing that's your case, and this is all kind of new.
Yes, well, the whole internet thing is really new to us. But since COVID, mm-hmm, it don't seem like a bad way to go, and they cover a large, mm-hmm, you know, I don't know, 5-6 states, and. So I guess, and since, you know, the last couple of years, I've watched more of the internet stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's probably going to be the way of the future.
I'm not sure that any of us are good enough photographers to really feature it well.
Right. Yeah. No, they had some guys come in and really did a nice job on the pictures.
Right. Right.
And what was nice about that outfit, and like if there was one machine that had a weld on it, they made sure they took that picture, which we kind of thought, do you really need to take that one? Yeah. But so they're an awful honest for the buyer. Also, they're working for us, but they mean they don't want to get burnt,
right,
either.
No,
so.
Exactly. And you were saying your phone's been ringing a little bit, and you're hardly in the spotlight yet.
Yes. Yeah. I had a guy calling the combine Monday, I believe it was.
Some of the faces behind the auction bills that you see at steffesgroup.com. That's steffesgroup.com. Those are my friends, Laverne and Randy Tice. Their farm literally on Mineral Point Road, just outside of Madison, and they are doing their retirement auction. They put their trust in the hands of the Steffes Group. Check it out online, steffesgroup.com. The last name is spelled T-H-E-I-S, Tice, T-H-E-I-S, Brothers Farm, and their sale bill will close Tuesday, December 5th at 1 p.m., so plenty of time to take a look at that. And don't hesitate to reach out to Randy and Laverne, ask them about the equipment, and ask them what it's been like to work with the Steffes Group.
It's as simple as 1-2-3, friends. Buy your farm and ranch trucks from a certified agriculture dealership. Get $30,000 back in farm supply savings through AgPack. That's a 60% return on a $50,000 truck. Just go to agtrucktrader.com, register for your unique AgPack ID number, good to use at any certified ag dealer in the country for as many trucks as you want, and then search the inventory of only certified ag dealers all in one spot. agtrucktrader.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation.
Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You're grateful for all the ways technology can connect us. Unfortunately, there are online scammers who want to take advantage. Malicious viruses, phishing scams, and identity theft are more prevalent than ever. That's why Rural Mutual includes cybersecurity protection as an option on every policy.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
My thanks again to Randy and Laverne Tice for taking time away from their daily farming operations to speak with me a little bit more about not only the story of their farm, but also why they're working with the Steffes Group. I'm going to put a conversation up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. You can listen to on our podcast that literally has Laverne and Randy explaining what it's been like as Madison has grown, swallowed up their farm fields, changed who their neighbors are. If you want to listen in, look for that later today at MidwestFarmReport.com on our podcast list. Well, markets this morning in overnight electronic trade, a little bit softer than we'd probably like. I'm taking a look at the December corn right now. That's currently trading down a penny at 450. December of next year corn down a penny, 504. January soybeans are down three right now at 1343. November next year beans are down four, 1288. We've got July new crop wheat, that's up a penny at 602. As far as the dairy complex was concerned, yesterday barrel cheese dropped another 4.25 cents to 142.75. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged. Double A butter, that gained 6.75 cents on Tuesday to 256.75. Right now, December milk is down a dime at 1612. January milk, that's currently up a nickel at 1638 a hundredweight. Registration is now open for the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum 2024, the date they've selected, Tuesday, January 23rd on the UW-Madison campus. It'll run from 9:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon with a reception after that in Varsity Hall at Union South. I'm happy to say they've asked me to again be the moderator for the day. Get registered today for the Wisconsin Ag Outlook Forum 2024. Again, a link up on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or you can also go to the Rank Agribusiness Institute and register there as well. Up next, a disappointing gun deer season in Wisconsin. Stephanie Hoff has the details.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Comfort of a completely open design MRI, the most updated concept in MRIs. It's an open MRI, open for everyone, regardless of insurance or doctor affiliation, for a fraction of the cost of a medical system. And the results are available the same day, providing you with answers you need to know now. Visit mhimaging.com.
Being with you makes us happy as pigs in mud. This is the Midwest Farm Report.
I'll tell you what, it was really great seeing pictures of Facebook friends showing off their bucks and does during the gun deer hunt. But the story for most people was that they walked away from deer camp empty-handed. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. This year's deer harvest numbers are lower than average. Early data is showing us that nearly 174,000 deer were harvested, but Wisconsin DNR's benchmark is around 200,000 for the nine-day gun deer hunt. Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel was one of the unlucky hunters, and he says there are a few factors that play into the lower harvest numbers. One is that hunters may have opted to go bow hunting earlier this fall. And second, hunters may have their freezers still full from the firearm harvest last year.
I can pinpoint a few things. One is that when we just look from one year to the next, we had a double-digit increase last year. And so if we're comparing just to last year, it's not really apples to apples because, you know, we had the opposite effect last year. So this year is more of the equalizer, if you will, from that perspective. If we look at it from a longer-term average, it's not as far off. I guess in general, what we've seen, the trend across the state, is the further north and the further west you went, the more challenging it was to get a deer this year, it would appear, at least during the gun season. The southern farmland zone really wasn't off all that much from last year, and that was the same for the central forest. It's the central farmland, the kind of the band that goes across the middle of Wisconsin, which we really kind of look at as the deer factory. That's where the most deer are. That's where the most numbers are generated. And so that central farmland generates the biggest piece of the pie as far as the harvest. And the western part of the state in that central farmland, you know, did seem to have some effect from last winter. But the real driver in terms of the decrease from last year and off the five-year average was really what we saw in antlerless deer harvest, not so much the buck harvest. And the buck harvest tends to trend a little more with deer population changes, but not directly. There's other hunter behavior and hunter selectivity influences going on in the farmland. But the real driver to the decline was antlerless deer harvest was down. And interestingly, we've seen this fluctuation in antlerless harvest in the farmland now for the past 4 years, where we had a really healthy antlerless harvest in 2020, followed by a pretty significant drop in 21. And then last year, we had a real nice rebound. And then this year, a drop again. Not real sure what's causing that, but one possibility might just be that there's a freezer inventory effect, that hunters that did shoot antlerless deer last year may still have some carryover venison in the freezer, so they're maybe less driven the subsequent year. If we see that happen next year where the antlerless kill comes back up, that my theory will become stronger.
The freezer inventory effect, not just from last year, Jeff, but also from earlier deer seasons, right, like bow season. Tell me how archery plays a role in the numbers during gun deer hunt.
One of the other things we've seen over time is that although the gun deer season is still the biggest component of our deer harvest, it has lost some ground in its piece of the pie as more and more deer hunters have taken up archery deer hunting and like to spend time deer hunting outside of the nine-day season. So it's even more important now to kind of wait until all the dust settles at the end of the season and account for the archery harvest as well as the firearm harvest. And we still have some seasons to go yet. And so it might be a year where we see some of this drop in the nine-day get made up for, especially in the southern half of the state, over the later seasons. And when we add in the archery harvest, taking a look at what we've seen so far in archery harvest, the buck harvest over those 2 months we've had so far really is only 2% off. Again, would suggest that this isn't really just about deer populations. It's about opportunity and conditions and hunter harvest choices that they're making.
This is something we talked about in the past where the archery is seeing strength among deer hunters.
This is really an ongoing trend for 30 years. And as opportunities have increased to pursue deer and the chances going all the way back to the 1990s and early 2000s, It inspired more people to you know, want to deer hunt more often and look outside of just the nine-day season. And then more recently, you know, we've just seen that continue to grow in interest. And to the point now where over half of our deer hunting population purchases an archery license, you know, so they're hunting more than just the 9-day season. And we know that hunters in general, successful hunters, have, you know, a kind of a somewhat of a cap or a limit in terms of on average how many deer they're going to harvest. And that usually is somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.3 to 1.5 deer. And so if they hunt in the archery season and they're successful, they're less incentivized to take a deer during the 9-day season as well. And that especially relates to bucks. A lot of that archery hunting is pursued because it does provide an opportunity to, you know, maybe fill a buck tag earlier in the year. And archers tend to not carry their weight when it comes to antlerless deer harvest. It is skewed more towards bucks. And so we really do depend on the gun season to accomplish that antlerless deer harvest that's really important in the farmland zones in the state. And so that's, at this point, one concern this year is, like I said, a big portion of that drop this year was in antlerless harvest. And that, you know, that may be something of a concern that we'll consider at the end of all the seasons if indeed this trend continues.
And some of those upcoming deer seasons are the holiday hunt, the antlerless season, and the muzzleloader season. You can find the dates for your area at the Wisconsin DNR's website. Jeff Pritzel joining us. He's the deer program coordinator for the state DNR. Speaking to the numbers that show deer harvest during the 9-day gun deer hunt this season, lower than average. He encourages you to get out there and try again. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
A military veteran transitions to civilian life as a rancher. You'll meet him today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data? You guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Steve Cook served in the U.S. military for 25 years and now operates a small cattle ranch in Lampasas County, Texas. He admits it was a bit of an adjustment to actually start that ranch life.
I really never thought about health care until I was retiring because it's not automatic anymore. A paycheck every month that's pretty much guaranteed. I can go to training, the military. Oh, you need something? We'll send you the training. We'll help with your education, your professional education. So all that's kind of mapped out for you. And there's a definite path. When you go to civilian life, there's not a definite path unless you know, oh, I'm going to be a firefighter for the rest of my life. I'm going to do that.
Cook believes agriculture can be a good option for retired military vets. Because any transition can be daunting, he volunteers some time to the Texas chapter of the Farmer Veteran Coalition.
What I really value getting out of them is the networking, because I'll be working out on the fence and some guy will call me and says, hey, I got your name from, you know, John, the Texas chapter guy. You know about cattle. I'm thinking about cattle. And so I've met six or seven guys that way and helped them figure out what they want to do.
Cook appeared in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Japan's Coast Guard has found a person and debris in the ocean where a U.S. military Osprey crashed overnight. Cause unknown, as well as the fate of the other seven people on board the aircraft, happened near Yakushima, an island